Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Bruce, during the break, I was looking up your game logs, all your starts and performances over the years. Your biggest fantasy performance, week 13, 2009 in Pittsburgh, 20 of 33, 308, three touchdowns, a 122 passer rating that day. Good for 26.3 fantasy points.
Boom. I didn't know I had it in me.
Dave,
probably didn't even know I had it in me back then either.
Do you play fantasy football now? You should get into it. I mean, you're putting all this research and time into it. You might as well.
Right. Well, you got Football Reference open over there.
Yeah.
You're deep into the numbers,
I'm
man.
I got to get some good questions. I need to find who we have to go with this week.
Dave Richard on the line, the best fantasy football writer in America. You can check him out, cbssports.com. You can follow him at Dave Richard. Dave joins us on Wednesdays, at 4 o'clock. Dave, you tweeted something interesting this week. You said cap space is tight this year, but the Buccaneers should try to find a way to acquire Le'Veon Bell. Please explain.
Well, I'm thinking that they are a running back away from having a real juggernaut on offense. You think about what they've done passing the ball this season. It's been ridiculous. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been outstanding, and their defense needs a lot of work, too, if they're really going to compete for a championship, which sounds crazy when you're talking about the Buccaneers. Then I think that they need some help on defense, certainly in the secondary, but also at the run game. And Le'Veon would solve that, and he would make that offense really, really dangerous. And what if it was just a one-year rental? Would the Steelers take this problem away in exchange for a second-round pick, maybe two third-round picks? Maybe that's all it would take. It's still a matter of getting Le'Veon to show up at Steelers camp and sign the tender, but he might do that if he was guaranteed that the team acquiring him would either sign him to a long-term deal or not use the franchise tender in 2019. It's just it's a half-brain idea. It's with absolutely no basis whatsoever, and it's just trying to stir the pot a little bit and trying to make some conversation about Le'Veon while he sits out.
Dave, I know that Ryan Fitzpatrick has been great through 2 weeks, but are we at the point where any quarterback playing against the Steelers defense is an instant start for you?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much there. And I certainly liked Mahomes last week, but I didn't rank him as high as he ended up. Six touchdowns, that's just crazy. But I think the Pittsburgh defense has some issues, even with T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree rushing the quarterback. Questions about the secondary holding up, questions about the run defense as well. Makes me nervous, and it certainly makes me want to start Ryan Fitzpatrick this week at home against the Steelers.
Better start, Ben Roethlisberger or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Roethlisberger is still ranked higher for me. I mean, listen, eventually the Cinderella slipper is going to fall off of Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it's going to break into a million pieces. This is fun right now. What he's doing right now is fun, but either he's going to get hurt, one of his receivers will get hurt, and everything will come crashing back down to earth. The problem with the Steelers is that unless they just dial up a bunch of blitzes this week, I think they're going to get burned by Fitzpatrick. He's just been outstanding. One of my favorite stats about him is that he's been sacked only twice. So I'm just waiting for the game to come along where he gets knocked around and suddenly maybe he's pressing a little bit and he's throwing a little sooner than he should and maybe doesn't have as much touch on his passes and doesn't move the chains as much. It's going to happen eventually, but for now I think fantasy owners can ride it out, and I think he'll still have another nice game on Monday.
So now what do you think receiver wise Keelan Cole or Allen Robinson?
Ooh,
as a flex player in a PPR
league. In the PPR league, no less.
Wow, Bruce, that was an in-depth.
Wait, I want to see what Dave's got for us.
He dived right into the deep end.
Hey, Dave, he did not tiptoe into this.
I want to know if Bruce knows what PPR stands for.
I didn't. I had to ask. But it's point per reception. Yeah.
Right, so each catch counts a point in your fantasy league. Some people love that. Some people don't. You saw Allen Robinson get a ton of catches on Monday. I think he's going to continue to get a lot of targets and a lot of catches. not an easy matchup for him against Arizona, especially on the road after playing on a Monday. Bruce, I know you could speak to that. That's not an easy thing for players to do. But I'll still take him over Keelan Cole. I think Jacksonville might run their way to victory against the Titans.
Now, what about A.B.? You think A.B. might throw in a bunch of points this weekend? Is he going to come back on fire?
Yeah, everybody's starting Antonio Brown anyway, but it wouldn't surprise me if he had 150 yards and two touchdowns. Just absolutely comes back and shows the world why he's the best receiver in the National Football League. Juju's been doing great, but Antonio Brown's been getting more targets. He hasn't quite been doing as much with it as Juju's been doing. They're a great twosome. Juju's working on the underneath stuff, really those short to mid-range routes out of the slot, and Antonio Brown working more downfield. I want to see Roethlisberger connect with him downfield. We've kind of been missing that from Big Ben, having him throw and complete those passes that are nice and deep. I think we'll see that against Tampa Bay. Their secondary is in shambles right now. Really believe that Roethlisberger can have a good game, and then Antonio Brown can find the end zone twice with a bunch of yards on top.
Best fantasy football writer in the country, Dave Richard, joining us as he always does, 4 o'clock on Wednesdays here on the PM team. Dave, what's the Josh Gordon stock report now that he's in New England and that trade has been finalized?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and there are some people who truly believe that he's going to become the next Randy Moss because he's catching passes from Tom Brady. I think we should hold our horses a little bit. Think about what has to go right for Josh Gordon in order for him to be a fantasy football stud. He's got to know what he's doing out on the field. He's got to be able to run every type of route. He's got to keep his head straight on and off the field. No mistakes off the field. And if he makes mistakes on the field, Bill Belichick and company, they'll put him on the bench right away. And I also noticed that the Patriots for a long time have been trying to get a wide receiver that defenses will respect for their deep speed. Look at Cordarrelle Patterson, who was on the Patriots this year. Philip Dorsett's been there this year, last year. There's been other Kenny Britt. They brought in Kenny Britt, for crying out loud. They're missing that deep threat to take the top off the defense and make things open underneath for Gronk, for Edelman, for Hogan, for James White. And I think that's part of the reason why Josh Gordon is there. Now, when I think about the Patriots in the red zone, I don't want to be a defensive coordinator. I don't want to try and have that problem because it's going to be hard to stop them. But I think Josh Gordon will have too few and far between big games. I'm talking 100 yards and a touchdown type games. I think he's going to get a decent amount of touchdowns. It's the opportunities that I'm just not quite sure he's going to get. And that certainly begins this week if he plays. Probably will get 3 or 4 targets. I'd be surprised if he had a lot more than that because it's going to take him a while to really understand what he's doing and to get into a chemistry with Tom Brady.
All
that's
right,
going to take a while, too.
Dave, before I let you run, I want to ask you about a local guy who was available in most CBS sports fantasy leagues. You buying or selling Tyler Boyd right now?
You got to like what you've seen from him. And, you know, you could say that John Ross is doing that exact same thing for the Bengals as what Josh Gordon might do for the Patriots, which is be that deep threat receiver, that speed downfield that defenses have to respect, and it opens things up underneath. It's part of the reason why A.J. Green had a nice game, and it's another reason why Tyler Boyd had a good game. And if he continues to get those targets, which I think he might, now that Joe Mixon's on the shelf for a couple of weeks, I think you're going to see Andy Dalton take a little bit more work in that offense, spread the ball around, and that'll certainly help Tyler Boyd. In a PPR league, yeah, I wouldn't mind stashing him, put him on my bench, see what happens. The bye weeks begin in week 4. So people are going to start losing wide receivers to the bye. Obviously, injuries will take part there, too. And Tyler Boyd, I like him better than John Ross for fantasy purposes. I think he's going to get more opportunities. I would bench him. I would call him a good bench receiver.
Dave Richard, check him out, CBSSports.com. Read him there. Check out his rankings, CBS Sports AQ. Stream that, watch that on your tablet and streaming devices. And check him out 10 p.m. to midnight on CBS Sports Radio, Saturday nights into Sunday morning. All right, Dave, thanks a lot, man.
You got it, fellas. Good luck in your leagues. Bruce, looking forward to playing fantasy with you.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Let's do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.